Episodes of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You don't have to get around. Wait, get behind me. Salam.
Hey, hello, hello.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday all day.
Psychosocial Radio, 7th of December, 2018, 3:09 p.m. We are back.
Back live. In the studio.
Yes, happy Friday to everybody, to all our radio listeners. Feels good to be back here live. We missed about a week or two.
That's all right. We're back to play some heavy-duty stuff.
Yes, we are. We are back and in full effect, live here in the studio, Radio Free Brooklyn, Psychosocial Radio.
Let's do this.
Yes, yes. Everybody, we got some emails, people asking where we've been at. We didn't go anywhere. We're back, and we're definitely going to stay the course with you guys and gals out there. So here we are. And as usual, Edward and myself, we have a topic of discussion for today, which we thought was rather timely and definitely appropriate for the times that we're living in.
It's the youth of today.
The youth of today, yes. And as speaking about youth of today, let me just talk a little bit about that first musical set that we heard, which was opened by, of course, none other than Youth of Today, with a great song called Take a Stand, off of their classic album, Breakdown Walls. That was followed by Urban Waste with a song called Public Opinion, followed by Straight Ahead with a song called We Stand, and then was after Straight Ahead, we heard Breakdown with an old classic, Kickback, followed by a little comedy, light relief there, a band called Crucial Youth, who's might have a bit of a comical message, but the music is just the music just rocks. The name of that song by Crucial Youth was Positive Dental Outlook. All old school New York hardcore bands. These are not bands that are really active and around anymore, except for, actually, I should say, Urban Waste, because we'll make a quick show announcement here, actually. To my surprise, Urban Waste is actually playing a show next Saturday, the 15th of December. December 15th, that's next Saturday, there's a show out on Long Island at the Amityville Music Hall with Mephistopheles, No Redeeming Social Value, Urban Waste, and some other new jack band called Outlive Death at the Amityville Music Hall, 198 Broadway, Amityville, New York. Wow, that's something that sparked my interest when I saw it. Actually, just earlier today. So there we go. Show announcement. Great bands. No Redeeming Social Value. Urban Waste. Mephistopheles. Ska band. Wow. This is like, I'm like reliving my whole youth here. This is
nice.
This is really fun. Yeah. So, but anyway, dear radio listeners, we are going to be speaking about, you know, the youth of today, quote unquote. It's a big topic, but more generally, Edward and I were just kind of talking about how, you know, as we grow older, standards change, customs change, mores change, and you know, there's good parts to that, and maybe not so good parts to that.
Well, here's my issue, okay? So I think, and I'm going to speak for myself, I think that teenagers, young adults, adolescents, there's a new level of attitude that they're bringing to the table, and it's not necessarily a positive attitude. And what I mean and what I'm referring to is how they treat and speak to adults or authority. To be more specific, how they speak to their parents, how they speak to teachers. I mean, these are super important people in their lives right now. And I think that it's very important to, I mean, to talk about. I mean, I don't know about changing that, but the topic, that even just to have a conversation that kids are being rude to teachers. I mean, if you think about it, there's so many videos right now, viral videos going around of kids beating up teachers and talking back. When was this the case before? I haven't seen that. I don't know. That was not the case before, but now it's out there. And I think that social media really amplifies that, for the fact that it's just, it one feeds off another. Here's a kid with the phone. It takes a second to record, to go viral, and they just do it for the fact that they can do it and everybody can know. So we're living in very strange times right now when it comes to that.
Without a doubt, you know, Edward and I, you know, we're going to be maybe sounding like you know, a bunch of old timers today, but we're really not. We're actually not old, but, you know, things change. Things change so quickly. And, you know, when we look around and we see a lot of the behaviors that are exhibited by, you know, just kids out, you know, on the street, quote unquote, these days, it's really quite scary. You know, a few weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, the drug epidemic that's, you know, let's be open and honest about it. That's just ravaging Brooklyn, all the way from Coney Island to, I'm sure, here in Bushwick and everywhere in between. And, you know, we see this all the time, kids younger and younger, starting with, you know, some type of substance, some type of mood or mind altering substance. And next thing you know, within a couple of months, you know, that same kid is shooting up heroin or, you know, using very strong opioid pills in an illicit manner. And, you know, sometimes what's even scarier is that, you know, their parents sometimes even look the other way.
It used to be a golden rule that you respect the elders. I mean, is there respect for elders now? I don't know. I don't. Kids talk back. Kids are being rude, and they have no respect. And but where does it stem from? Where does it stem from? Is it something they're learning from social media? Is it something they're learning from those that are around them, their peers, their parents? Is it poor parenting? Is it lack of parenting? Is it absence of parenting? These are very critical, important issues to be raised.
Yeah, we don't know. You know, this is like it's a rhetorical question. So, you
yeah,
know,
I don't have answers for that. It's just something that it's been kind of sitting in the back of my mind.
But we think about it a lot, right, Edward? I mean, especially
absolutely
where we work at, you know, how many phone calls do we get in the day, you know, from people saying, you know, hey guys, I mean, you know, we work at a community-based outpatient treatment program, One World Counseling, also here in Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay region of Brooklyn. And, you know, how many phone calls do we get a day, Edward, from you know, concerned parties or even parents themselves saying,
absolutely,
hey, listen, my kid, I just don't know what to do with them. I'm at my last straw. I'm about to kick him out, or I've already kicked him out of the house. And, you know, I need help. Like, how many times have we get those phone calls?
A lot. And they reach out to authorities from other second parties, such as ACS, and they loop them in because they want to get help.
Right.
They want to get help.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. You know, it's about ultimately, you know, getting help, getting some kind of intervention, you know, a peer-based intervention and also a professional intervention if warranted, because that's what it's about. You know, it's not about shaming anybody or, you know, pointing fingers. You know, that's just a lame game if you play that. But, you know, it's, you know, we're all about trying to help people. And, you know, sometimes...
And it goes both ways. It goes for the children and kids and for the adults. you know, maybe adults, they not that they don't parent great. We're not talking about greatness. Maybe they just don't know how to parent on the basics. But these mm-hmm. are sort of the issues that are being raised mm-hmm. and affecting
big
everyone.
Big issues on a societal level. I even think on a national level, nationwide level. And, you know, maybe it's not like the coolest conversation to be talking
it's
about.
It's not, because it's not like it's like they're being rebellious. It's not being rebellious. It's just being straight up rude and disrespectful just to make the point of doing so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this ties into a lot of deeper issues, you know. We're going to be also talking about parenting today. You know, parenting. What does that mean? What does good parenting mean? You know, dear listeners, if you guys have an opinion on this or just, you know, want to share your two cents with us as well, you know, this is a very live, you know, give and take, you know, discourse that we have going here. So don't ever be afraid, you know, call in. Edward and I are live in the studio today, right now, 3 to 4 p.m. You can always call us at this following number. It's 718-928-9732. Again, that's 718-928-9732. You could even call us like while we're playing songs here. You know, if you want to talk with us, just chat with us privately in the background. You know, that's also cool. We're definitely interested in that.
So right now we'll go back to playing some more heavy tunes, and we will be coming back to discussing further of perhaps some tips and tricks on how to parent and what that looks like.
Yep, and we're gonna just, you know, resume the musical selections right here, and very appropriately, we have Agnostic Front. These guys are a newer band. They're based out of Bushwick. I'm just kidding.
Nah.
Agnostic Front with a song called In Control. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy this.
Yeah. give it. Give it back.
Please come to our Radio Free Brooklyn holiday party on Thursday, December 13th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Braving Brewing Company in Bushwick. RSVP to radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018 to get two free beers, tickets, and party plus access to the exclusive VIP area. We'd like to thank Braving Brewery Company for supporting Radio Free Brooklyn this holiday season. Visit the Braving Brewery Bar and the Kitchen at Bushwick at 52 Harrison Place, or online at bravenbrewery.com. Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we will be launching an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019 to learn media literacy through media making using hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you'd be interested in participating or donating to this program, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And remember, all donations are tax-deductible. And right now, you have melting your ears and brains, Bong Ripper playing in the background, and they are awesome. While they're being awesome, we're talking about kids that do not behave and being rude. That's what we're doing here today. And we left off on talking about parenting. What is parenting? How do we parent? Why do we parent? Poor parenting, good parenting, bad parenting. So here we go. It's extremely important to talk to your kids in a positive manner. I mean, these things I'm saying, it's you think like it may sound like the basics, but to some people it's not basics. You have to love your kids. You have to show them love. You are leading by example. If you are at home not talking the most calm and relaxed voice and constantly arguing and fighting, and that's what the kids are learning. If you are their number one role model, what they see is what they think is normal. Kids see parents as their heroes, their number one persons in their lives, and it's important to really try to maintain some sort of like level of appropriateness. I mean, how you want your kid to behave, it's how you should be behaving at home. And when they say behave, it's how you talk to your partner, your spouse, your whoever, your family member, friend, is how your kids will be talking outside to others. That's one. Two, if you see your kid not doing what they should be doing, you have to ask them to, you know, change their behavior immediately, right away. And when they say that, it's just basic tips. Like, don't wait 3 days to say, oh, by the way, remember last week you did this or that? Do it right away. I mean, these are just very basic tips. And actually say something. Because if the kid does something, or teenager, and you don't like it, but you don't address it, you don't say something, then they're going to continue doing it because they will think that, well, that's normal. I guess my parents didn't say anything that is anything wrong with that. So I'm going to continue doing that. I mean, these are just very basic, super basic parenting skills and techniques. So just wanted to kind of like share with you folks.
Absolutely, Edward. Thank you for that. And, you know, hey, Edward, I want to ask you this, right?
Sure.
Just before like our first break here, you were talking about, you mentioned the word respect, right?
Right.
And, you know, I just have this question that I've been wondering about. Do you think that, you know, for parents, right, or for guardians, for some adult figure, you know, in a child's life, right, is respect automatically given just based on, you know, the position that you happen to hold, or is respect something that's earned in that parent-child relationship, so to speak?
I 100% believe that it works both ways. I think there should be a conversation between the parent and the child, and you know, just because you are older doesn't automatically put you in a position that, well, I'm an adult, I have older, you know, you have to give me respect. Respect is earned, as cliche as it sounds, but as a matter of fact. And the child needs to know that you have to give respect to each other, just like you give respect and space and freedom to express themselves to the kid. The kid should be able to do the same in reverse. It really works both ways. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Mm-hmm. Like reciprocal.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It has to. And it can start at very early age. Because I strongly believe it doesn't go from 0 to 100. You know, there are signs, there are red flags when the kid starts acting out, behaving in ways that you may not think is appropriate, and this is the time to sort of like start having the conversation and being honest. Honesty, I think it's the key. It doesn't have to be superficial. It doesn't have to be, kid did something wrong, you have to start yelling at them. That's not the way to parent. It's just having open conversation. And when the kid sees that you're honest about it and you're trying to be transparent, I think they start to understand that, you know, it's just human interaction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's some, you know, that's some good wisdom and advice right there, Edward. Thank you.
Thank you.
That.
No problem.
Yeah, I guess that's why there's a reason why so many people call One World Counseling, eh?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They want to be sure. They want, it's because it's, even though
parenting.
These
songs,
yeah, parenting.
Parenting, yeah. And, you know, we all know, you know, just to kind of like state the obvious as well, right? You can never be a good parent, okay? I will stand by these words to the very end. You will never be able to be a good parent if you're actively using substances, and especially in front of your own children.
Oh, absolutely.
That will never happen. Yeah.
That's again, it may sound like, what are you talking about? But it is not obvious to a lot of people that we see in a clinic. It really isn't.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's quite heartbreaking, but I guess it's reality. You know, I've been coming across some articles lately that have been saying how, you know, really across many states, but definitely here in New York as well, that foster home placements have increased dramatically because so many children are being taken away from their biological parents because, you know, the biological parent has a drug addiction to heroin or to something like very serious like that. I mean, it's crazy. There's not even enough foster homes to place these children in. I mean, which really, you know, to my mind, should never really be happening in the first place unless it's an extreme circumstance. But it does happen, and it only looks like this problem is getting worse in our communities.
Well, you can't parent when you're high, bottom line.
No way. Never.
Bottom line, mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Because yep.
You're not thinking rationally and many other things that goes on while you're high. And you know, we certainly will talk you know, later shows about substance use and effects of it and triggers and all that stuff. Yeah. But
and you know what? It's even, I think, you know, it's hard to even parent if you're not emotionally sober, right?
Oh,
speaking
absolutely.
About sobriety and being drug free and the benefits that come with that. Even if you're not emotionally sober, right? I mean, we could talk about what that concept means. That's also very difficult. Right?
Gosh, and the kids feel everything.
Everything.
They see everything. They're like sponges. You may not even realize what you're saying and that the kid is like taking in. It's beyond of how much information they're taking in. They're innocent. Their brains are sort of fresh and they're building on all this information and they just like mm-hmm. taking it all in. Mm-hmm. Watch what you say and watch what you do, for sure.
Good words of advice, Edward. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
And we hope you, dear listeners, you know, the ones that are listening to us live right now and, you know, later on our podcast, we hope that, you know, we hope that these words are not just words. We hope that, you know, people out there kind of begin to think and realize, hey, there's other people out there that kind of experience the same type of issues from time to time or perhaps the same type of struggles. And you're definitely not alone. You know, that's our one of our core messages on this radio broadcast, Psychosocial Radio, that you're not alone. And there's definitely places that you could connect with. There's resources that you could tap into if you just want to get some help, you know, around certain issues or problems.
And I truly, truly believe there's no perfect way to parent. It does not exist. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have been trying to parent for thousands and thousands of years.
No handbook for such a thing.
Right? No. Well, there's this huge business with books on how to parent. Right, that's right. For sure. But there's not one way. I mean, they'll come up and say, like, this is the most groundbreaking book on how to parent. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It does not exist. That's just a matter of the fact. It will help out on certain areas, but not overall. There's no handbook for that, like just Dimitri said. Therefore, if we don't have that handbook, what do? Is trying to do your best. Trying to do the best. And perhaps old ways are not the best ways.
Mm.
You know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. What do you think that I mean by that?
Yeah. Being from the old country and whatnot. You know, it's true, right? Everybody learns to parent from somewhere, usually their parents or other adult figures in their lives, the neighborhoods that they grow up in, the communities they grow up in, the countries they grow up in. That also plays a big, big part in how we internalize the models that we have around us. And yeah, you know, Edward and myself are both from the old country, so to speak. So there's a lot of beauty in the old country. You know, don't get me wrong, your radio listeners, but sometimes, you know, people come here to the States and they're like, you know, parents that we speak to, that we work with professionally, they're like, oh, wait, I can't do this. I can't quote unquote discipline my kid like this.
Like physically discipline? Yeah, that's right. You can't
do that. You could discipline your kid and, you know, you should be able to discipline.
Yeah, but my
kid.
Parents were doing this and my grandparents and look, they grew up all just fine.
But there's a fine line many times, and knowing where that line is so as to not be able to cross it is so important.
Just because it was done for generations today does not make it right.
Yeah.
Things change, we move on, we get more civilized. Sometimes.
Yeah. Civilized, yeah.
Let's play some music?
No doubt, yeah. Let's just talk a little bit about what we heard in that last musical set right there. I feel like we just jammed in like 10 songs and like probably like a 5-minute segment, but...
That's hardcore for you right there.
So we heard... Yeah, new band. I think they're out of like Williamsburg. They're called Agnostic Front. song called In Control. Then we heard, these are all old school bands. Our listeners know this. Then we heard Rejuvenate with a live recording of another Agnostic Front cover called Victim in Pain. So off the Satisfaction Guaranteed compilation. It came out, you know, many, many moons ago. Followed by one of my personal favorites, Iconochrist, with a song called Withdrawal. Jerry's Kids, song called Pressure, off of the This Is Boston, Not L.A. album comp. Great, great comp. Boston Boys. Then we heard a local hometown hero, Sick of It All, with a great song called Pete's Sake. We all know that song. Followed by Crucifix. Oh, my God. This is a band that I got into like when I was like 13, 14 years old. Accidentally and just like changed my life, I think.
Nothing is accidental.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. Crucifix with a song called How, When, Where. Followed by 97A, Give It Back. And we ended that last set with a German band called Cluster Bomb Unit with a song appropriately titled War in Your Living Room.
God, it's just so much good stuff out there.
Oh, my God. There's so much. Yeah.
So much. Yeah. Why don't more people listen to this?
Yeah. I don't know.
I wish, right? Maybe it's better.
I remember like speaking about kids and growing up and, you know, kind of like coming of the ages and stuff like that. I remember being a kid and like, you know, discovering all these old bands that I still listen to this day, you know, from the 80s and 90s. And oh my God, it was such a discovery. It was such an experience, a process to go through. Do kids these days have something like this?
I don't know.
Kids, give us a phone call.
Yeah, right? Please. What is happening out there? We want to know live from you to hear.
Yep.
All right. Tell us.
So in the meantime, while people are meditating on that, I guess we'll just kick it right back with some music right here. Yep, Edward, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
What do we got there?
What's coming up here, another oldie but goodie, a great band called Infest. They kind of like reunited a few years ago, did a few shows. I missed them, unfortunately, but a great band nonetheless called Infest with a song called Speakeasy. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Social radio. All right. My God, how time just flies. Always, always. Edward, I think we got a few more minutes left here.
Yeah, just so. I'm going to be wrapping up with our talk about parenting. Be good to your kids.
Yeah.
Be good to your kids. That's right there. I'm going to leave it on that. Just be good to your kids.
Yeah.
just be a good role model in general. Try to be, at least, you know. Even if not to your own kids, try to be a good role model in general. You know, that's kind of like what I always kind of, you know, look for. But all right, any case, we got about, wow, 6.5 minutes left right here. Time just escaped us today. Real quick, what did we hear right there? We heard Infest with Speakeasy CR with Where's the Unity. That's actually an Infest cover song. Confusion, old Brooklyn hardcore band. Sheer Terror, Here to Stay. Got Mayhem playing in the background. Death Crush. Edward, do we want to make any announcements for our radio listeners to know about?
Yeah, we got a special guest coming into our show tomorrow.
Next week.
Did I say tomorrow?
Yeah.
God.
Next Friday.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, radio listeners, next Friday, we got a very, very special guest. I don't even know if I want to disclose his name yet. Real cool guy, real brilliant, intelligent dude. Writes a lot about psychology, mental health, and...
And he's into punk.
And he's into punk rock. Yeah, punk, hardcore, everything. He's great. So, dear listeners, please tune in next Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Psychosocial Radio, Radio Free Brooklyn. And you will hear a very interesting conversation happening. And then in 2 weeks, the week after that, we have another special guest coming in to speak about a very interesting topic and mental health from a, you know, a very interesting perspective.
Yeah, so we're doing guests back to back.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up. All right, so I guess we're going to take it out. We got this last musical set coming up here. It's playing already in the background.
Yeah, it's been real, guys. Tune in next week.
Yeah, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Happy holidays again to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Kul Chag Sameach Klam. And we hope everybody enjoys whatever you celebrate, however you celebrate, whomever you celebrate it with.
До побачення.
Yeah, guys, have a great, great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. And we will see you next Friday. Peace.
Let's hear some metal.
Lay down your soul to the gods, rock and roll. Metal tenfold through the heavenly black hole. Riding out stallions, barebacking free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride tonight with us, rock on and fight. United in my legions, we stand. Free blood and wild force, give up your souls. Live for the quest, strange man. Rock and roll!